Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So, Alistair Chanukah to all of you. Usually we speak about some sugi associated with Parshas HaShavua, but because it's Chanukah, today we will speak about Chanukah. Most of the questions we have Chanukah evolve around Zman HaHadlaka. So we are living in a changing world in many different ways. Our behavioral patterns have changed, and the way we live has changed, and therefore there are many questions regarding Mokoyim HaHadlaka outside. So when you come into the yeshiva, there are about 1,000 Chanukiyas downstairs, and I ask some boys, do you know which one is yours? So the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah says, in days of yore, kishabes migdash hayakayim, erev Sukkah, everybody put their lulav down, and then they came tomorrow. How would a person know which lulav is his? And they all needed to say, kol shabul alovi biyodoi, it should be his. So there's a discussion regarding Chanukah, do you need your own shemen? So we need to deal with a halachic issue here. If you don't really recognize your Chanukah, what do you do? So many questions deal with Mokum HaHadlaka, but even more questions, Zman HaHadlaka. And that's our topic for today. Shabbos Chof Aleph, Mitzvoso. Mishat Tishka Chamo Chetech L'Regel Manishuk. What does Mishat Tishka Chamo mean? Shkia or Tzeisek HaChavim? The beginning of the Shkia or the end? Some Rishonim say Shkia Rishonim, Shkia Shneo. Rambam, source number 2, Ein Medlikin Eres Chanukah Koidim Shetishke Chama, Ela Im Shkiyoso, Lo Magdimim Velo Ma'achrin. What does Im Shkiyoso mean? Many commentators of the Rambam are mafarish, that means the Shkiyah. Ein Medlikin Koidim Shetishke Chama, rather with the Shkiyah. The Tur and Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvoso, Mesoiv Shkiyah Sechama Ad Chotzishom En Alayla. So the Tur maybe disagrees with the Rambam. Comes along the Bisyosef and Shulchan Aruch. Ein medlik en acharke koidim shetishke chamo. Elo im soif shkiyosa. Lo miyachrim v'lo megdimin. Do you notice and realize that the Mechaber quotes the Rambam word by word? So obviously the Shulchan Aruch doesn't disagree with the Rambam. He's quoting him. But he adds one word. The Rambam writes Im Shkiyoso, and the Shulchan Aruch writes Im Soif Shkiyoso. And this is very clear that the Bishesef disagrees with the others that want to prove from the Rambam Yalait by the Shkiyah. The Bishesef says no. Im Shkiyoso means Im Soif Shkiyoso. So on one hand, he's quoting the Rambam. And if he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not that he has a machlekes, but his interpretation in the Rambam is Im Shkiyosa doesn't necessarily mean Tchilas Shkiya, but rather Soif Shkiyosa. Now the Bishyosef, source number 5, is fascinating. Kosa b'shem Rav Yitzchak Abuhav, shekosa b'yoruch eschaim, mi shidlik meba'oid yom afilu b'chol mepnei shu tored, yotso, plaga mincha. So the Bishyosef quotes Mahari Abuhav, who was a contemporary of the Bishyosef, slightly older, that even though the Braisa says Mishatishka Chamo, but if you're Torud and it's a Shasat Chak, you could light Meplaga Mincha, you could light earlier. Kol and the Lashon of the Bishyosef is Kosa Bishem Maria Buhav. The Shulchan Aruch writes Yesh Misha Omer. Birke Yosef says, why does the Mechaber write Yesh Misha Omer? Does anybody disagree with this halacha? We don't find anybody that disagrees with Maria Buhav, but that is the derech of the Shulchan Aruch. If halacha is found only in one or two sources and not in many sources, the Shulchan Aruch would write Yesh Oimrim or Yesh Misha Oimer, even though maybe nobody disagrees. And I wonder about the Birkei Yosef. This rule is very well known, that sometimes the Shulchan Aruch would write Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Misha Oimer, even though no one actually disagrees. But that is reasonable when we're dealing with a coincidental shaila. Not everybody dealt with this shaila. Not everybody thought about this shaila. But when we're dealing with it, look, it's not Hanukkah after the plague. I argue, anybody that doesn't say you could is as if he said you can't. Goes without saying. Because all the Rishonim dealt with Zman at Lukas Nechanukah, from the Rif, through the Rambam, through everyone. All the Rishonim, but Piskei Halacha dealt with Zman at Lukas Nechanukah. And if one of the Poskim doesn't say you could light from the Plag HaMincha, it is as if he said you can't. If you could, Hoyu Zele Reishis Choyvosom LaHashmeyenu, I'm quoting the Loshon of the Chazon Ish. If you could light from the Plag HaMincha, why don't you say so? And if you don't say you could, then actually you can't. So if the Mechaber writes Yesh Misha Oimer, it is Yesh Misha Oimer. And it definitely is a suffix. However, the Mishnah Berurah is right when he says you could light with a brocha. Because if the Mechaber writes Yesh Misha Oimer, and he doesn't write Yesh Misha Choylik, then the Mechaber actually paskins Imutored, you could light from Plag HaMinch. Bir Agro, source number 6. The Gaon says, Meshetish Kechamom is Shkia. Soj Kiyosa. Ken Kosovator, Ken Kosovarosh. That the Kavona is Soifa Shkia. Abel Barash Bovaran Mashma Be'ed Yishit Chilas Shkia. And the Gaon seems to say Chilas Shkia. And that is why the literature world lights by the Shkia. Svardim and Chassidim light by Tzeisa Gechovim. I light by Tzeisa Gechovim. Because that's the Shulchan Aruch. And even the meaning of the Gro is not clear. Maserav. Zman ad lokas nachanakim mishetish kechamo koidim Tzeisa Gechovim al kein madlikim koidim tvilis marav. Seems to be a slight contradiction. Mishetish kechamo koidim Tzeisa Gechovim. Pshita. So the Maaser Rav is not the Chumash. It's not even the Rambam. And I don't think we should have Dikduke Leshoinois, Kefel HaLoshoin. But the Loshon, Lefnei Tzeisek Echovim, Koidim Tfilas Marev, isn't necessarily the Shkia. The Chazanish, his meaning was the light Nechanukah approximately 20 minutes after the Shkia. And a mincha social I wrote that Adlokas Nechanukah has nothing to do with Zmana Yoim Valailo. Unlike Matzah, Sukkah, Kriya Shema, Marav, Erev Shabbos, Motzeh Shabbos, many, many Dina Torah have to do with day and night. Adlokas Nechanukah has nothing to do with day and night. It has to do with Pesum and Nisan. And Chazal determined this man, Pesum and Nisan. And that is why we find this strange lotion, Mishetishka Chamo. What does Mishetishka mean? It's confusing. Im Ashkia, Sof Ashkia, after the Shkia, Bishaz the Shkia. So the Chazanish maintained, if you light with the Shkia, it's daylight. Shlaga B'tahara Mayahani. You're not doing any Pesum Menissa. You will do Pesum Menissa in 20 minutes. But Lachoyra Pesum Menissa needs to start when you are Madlik Nechanukah. And it's daylight. You don't need to wait till it's totally dark. And that is why the minhag of the Chazon Ish was approximately 20 minutes after the Shkia, the sun is no longer above the horizon, and it starts to become dark. So my Chiddush is a very fundamental one, a Hagadorah. Ner Chanukah has nothing to do with Dina Yom Balayla. It's nothing to do with Dina Yom Balayla. Not like many other mitzvahs that are noig bi or not noig balaylo. Nechanukah is only about Pesum and Nisan, therefore, Mishetish Kehama is a new Hagedorah. And maybe that was the meaning of the Gro. I don't know. I don't know what to make of this Maaser Rav. Mishetish Kehama, Koidim Tzeisa Kechovim, Koidim Tfilis Marev. So, I dealt fundamentally, and this is the Mincha Sosha, which I won't quote, you could just learn it. And a question I have dealt with many times. There's a Machlokes Rambam and Tur. It's not on our sheet. Siv Beis, Tofei Shayim Beis, Siv Beis, the Rambam writes, Meshetesh kechamat shetech l'regal menashuk. Im kol soregal menashuk shuv einoy madlik. If you didn't light and nobody is out there anymore, there's no point. And it's a brocha levetolam. Shechanoch paskins like the tour ad alois shachar. It's a bediyeved, but you can still light. And the Minchas Osher explained, the Machlokes Rambam and Tur is a very fundamental one. Which kapitel in Tehillim do we learn the halachas of Hoidoya? Who knows? Which perek in Tehillim is all about Hoidoya? I expect two answers. Which perek in Tehillim is all about Hoidoya? Mizmor Lesoido. But it is not from that perek that we learn the halachas of Hoidoya. Which perek do I mean? Almost. Very, very close. Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin is a perek from which we learn Arba Tzrichem Lahoidois. Choylesh de Nesrapo, Asiyesh Yotze Mebeit Asurim, Horchei Midbariyot, Yordei Yamim. And in this perek there's a refrain. Four times we quote the posuk Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi V'Nifla Oysav Levnei Yodom. And this posuk contains two principles, Zeichel Neis and Pirsumei Neis. The first thing is Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi. It is recognition, acknowledgement, that it is a Kodesh Bohu that looks after you and watches over you and gives you chesed. Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi, that is not enough. Make it known to others. Be Mekadesh Shemayim, V'Niflo Oysav Levnei Yodom. Oida Hashem Oid Befi. What does the Pasuk say? Oida Hashem Oid Befi Uvesoich Rabim Ahaleleno. These two psukim are the same. Oida Hashem Oid Befi, that's Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi. That is Zeichalanes. Uvesoich Rabim Ahaleleno, that is Niflois of Levnei Yodim. That is Pesumenes. That's the Machloikis Rambam in Tur. The Rambam maintains Ner Chanukah is about Persumenisa and only about Persumenisa. That is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So if there are no longer people out there in the street, you no longer have a mitzvah. You missed it. You lost. The Torah says Ner Chanukah is primarily Zeichalanes plus Persumenisa. You need to do both. And that is why V'zman lechatchile is meshetesh kechama ad shetech l'regal meneshuk. But if you did not light v'kvar kol z'regal meneshuk, you still have the chiyav of zeichel eneis. It is still between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I lost out pirsum enisa. Obviously, tonight I'm not going to do nifloisav livnei yodam, but I still need to do yoidu l'shem chazdoi. And it looks like Chanukah is not only about pirsum enisa, it is first about zeichel eneis. And I wrote that the Rambam and Tur Lishitosam in four different places, but we're going to leave that for another opportunity. So the Tur maintains, if you didn't light, Kol Tzeregel Menashuk, you could still make a brocha ad Alois HaShachar. Now, Kol Tzeregel Menashuk, today is different than it was in the past. The Rif writes, Kamoi Chotzi Sho. The Rambam quotes the Rif. The Shechan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Approximately a half hour. After a half hour, the Shulchan Aruch says, you could put out the light, you could put out the candles, and you could also be Nana Miyoram, because it's no longer Ner Chanukah. It's no longer Ner Chanukah. Today, if you're going to light by the Shkia, and after a half hour you're going to put out the lights, the candles, you did zero Persumenissa. Because all your neighbors are busy with their neder. Nobody is out there in the street looking at your neders. So this shir, kamoi chotzi sho, definitely isn't relevant today. Because you're doing zero persumenis. Would we say that a person is mechuyev to have enough oil ad shetech l'regel meneshuk? So you're not going to use these little glasses. You're going to need a bottle of oil for every night. It depends where you live. If you live in a street where there's a rabbi that makes a tish by Hanukkah night, or a simcha hall, or a kollel erev, then it's about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And in the next street, there's no simcha hall, no admor, no kollel erev, probably 8 o'clock. It's going to be quiet. It's not reasonable that every street has different dinim. And I also say fundamentally, and this is a klal gadol biyodi, anybody that follows the Shulchan Aruch is safe. And if the Shulchan Aruch says, k'mar chatzi sha, half hour is a half hour. But lechatchila, pshita, that there's an inyan to do pesum and esed. Half hour wouldn't be enough. And you definitely can't put out the Ner Chanukah after half hour. V'osel eshtamish lohid after a half hour. Because the very psak of the Shulchan Aruch is a huge machloikis. Maria Buav disagrees. Many disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Osel eshtamish lohid as long as the Ner is doilkim. So Meshetishke Chamuz a machloikis. The Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch. Different interpretations in the Rambam. It's changing. It's different today than it was in the past. So how come from the Rif through the Rambam till the Shulchan Aruch all say k'may chotzi sha? 500 years separated the Rif from the Beis Yosef. But the answer is a very simple one. Nothing really changed for hundreds of years and maybe thousands of years. In Sefer Nehemiah, Nehemiah describes the work in Binyan Bayesheni, and he says, "Va'anachnu oisim b'malocha, u'machzikim b'ramochim, mi'aloisa shachar atzeisik echovim." For hundreds of years, people got up by sunrise and they went to bed by tzeisik echovim because it was dark. People were afraid to leave their homes by night. There were mazikim out there. We don't really know who they are, but there were mazikim and animals and crooks. And people got up at sunrise, they went to bed at sunset, nothing really changed. So Chotzi Sho was approximately Techla Rega Ben Ashok. But since people began to light up their homes and light up their streets, and especially after we discovered electricity, everything changed. Techla Rega Ben Ashok today is definitely different than it was. Chotzi Sho is no longer relevant. So as I said before, we can't give a new psak that everybody needs the light Ner Chanukah till his street becomes quiet. But lechatchila, of course there's Pesum and Nisa, even later. So one of the common questions I've been asked many, many times, a person needs to leave his home before the Shkia, and he won't be home till 9 o'clock. What is better? Plag, which is the Chiddush of Maria Buhav, and the Mishnah Berurah says you could say a brocha or alois shachar, better earlier or later. Both zmanim are a matter of machloikis. Both zmanim alocha lamaisa, you could say a brocha and your yoitza. So what is preferable? I'm not going to be home. I leave the house 15 minutes before the shkia. I'm not going to be home till 9:30 by night. What is preferable? So my psak is this. If 9:30 there are still a lot of people outside, better when you get home. Because kuli al memoidim that is zman hadloka. And zman hadloka lechatchila. Because as long as there are people outside, it still is a level of lechatchila. Lechatchila shebel lechatchila is mishetish kechamo. But as long as loikol tzoregel menashok, that local kuli alam is that local kshero. But if you're going to get home and there no longer are many people outside in the street, then the only reliance you have is adalisa shecha. So what is better? Getting between the Rambam and the Tur, achashekol tzaregal adalisa shecha, or getting between Maria Buhav and others, plaga mincha, which is preferable. What do you think? What do you think? There's a halacha de kechesmo which I don't expect you to make, but there's a svara de kechesmo which maybe you could think of. What is better, earlier or later? I know that this yeshiva is mechanech or talmidim to anova, but too much anova. You need a shminis shebishminis. So what do you think? Wouldn't we say zrizin magdim ala mitzvahs if you have two options, earlier or later? Wouldn't it be preferable zrizin magdim ala mitzvahs? On one hand, it might be better later, and I'll tell you why. Plaga mincha, the Shulchan Aruch writes, yesh misha oimer. Ad alo yisa shachar, he does write, yesh misha oimer. The loshna of the Shulchan Aruch is, hani mili lichat chila, aber em lo hidlik, madlik vahoylech kol alayla. So regarding the machloikis of Rambam in Tur, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give any indication of shittas Rambam at all. And he writes, bepashtis, if you didn't be madlik, and kol tzoregel menashok, you still could be madlik ad alo shachar. Plaga Minchi writes, Yesh Mishoimer. So the level of Suffolk by Plag is somewhat a greater level of Suffolk than Adalois Shachar. So Lachoyda would be better to rely on the Shulchan Aruch that he could be mad like Adalois Shachar, not getting into Machlaikis. According to the Beki Yosef I quoted before, Plaga Minchi is not a Machlaikis at all. Would be the same. According to what I argued, of course it's a Machlaikis. Whoever doesn't say you could is as if you said you can't. But on the other hand, zizim adim lamitzvahs. But my ikar opinion, why it's preferable to put on earlier than later, is persume nisa. And that's the most important factor in Ner Chanukah. So if you light after the plague, the hadlaka is a machloikis. But after all, haner doilek bekol zman persume nisa, and therefore definitely is preferable to light before the shkia, after the plag, and your mekayim ikar mitzvah ner Chanukah, which is persume nisa. So ner Chanukah is all about oid Hashem oid befil v'soich rabim ahalelenu. The Rambam dedicated two prokim to Hilchas Chanukah. Perek Aleph and Beis are Dina Megillah, Purim. Perek Gimel Dala, Dina Chanukah. Perek Gimel is all about Halel. All the Dina Mavala. Perek Dala, the Lukas Na Chanukah. So, many times I said, and don't take this seriously, I say it with a touch of humor. If the Rambam would tell me, I decided, kol atoyra kula, I paskened every aloha. And this is a feat no one did besides the Rambam. From A to Z. From mitzvah aleph to mitzvah tariyag. All the halochas of Torah's Moshe, bein dvorim anahagim bisman hazeh, bein dvorim she'enam nahagim bisman hazeh, the Rambam decided every din, every aloha, kol atoyra kula. The Rambam tells me, I also decided, and this is amazing genius, that Kol HaTorah Kula fits into 14 different categories. And those are the 14 Svarim of Mishnah Torah. And every mitzvah, every halacha must fit in to one of these 14 categories. And the Rambam said, I did all of this. Just do some technical work, help me. These are the halachas, these are the categories. Just fit in everything and just put it together. And that's a technical job that Oiz V'Hodor and Mechon Yerushalayim and everybody does. I definitely would put the dinam of Halal into Sefer Ahavo, together with Brochus, Tefillah, Kriya Shema. That's why I would put Halal. And that's why the Rambam didn't ask me to do this. Because the Rambam understands differently. And the Rambam puts all the halachas of Halal in Sefer Zmanim, in Dafka in Chanukah. And why? Every Yom Tov has its essence. It's Mahus. The Mahus of Chanukah is V'kovu Shmoines Yemei Chanukah Eilu Lahoidois Ulahalel. Another Nusach is Kovush Moinis Yemei Chanukah Bahalel Vohidoya. Hadlokas Aner is the mitzvah. It's a zeichel aneis. It's not the mahus. The mahus of Chanukah is Halel Vohidoya. And that is why the Rambam writes all the dinam of Halel, not only Halel Chanukah, all the dinam of Halel, all are in Hilchas Chanukah, because that is the essence, that's the mahus of Chanukah. Chanukah is a time in which a person must stop and think and reflect and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nigen, the song everybody sings on Chanukah is Mois Tu Ishu Osi. And this song starts with the Tefillah La'osid. And then it goes through our entire history. Coming to Eitz Yisrael and building the Bayis Lishon. And the Churban of Bayis Lishon. And Golas Bavel. And then Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the story of Haman, which is not directly associated with Chanukah, that's Purim. But we tell the story of Haman. And then we come to the Avonim. And once again, the last bias is Tzoyek Ala Osid, Tzipio Li Yeshua. Because when a person thanks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he always needs to go back, like we do Beleila Seder, and we start from Arami Yoi Vidovi. When you thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you always need to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the big picture, for all his chesodim, going all the way back to days of yore, and appreciating Chasdei Shemayim. What is also unique about Chanukah is the Hoidoya. It is the only Yom Tov in which we remember and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for victory in war. No other Zman. Pesach is about Yetziyah Ma'avdus L'Chedus. Sukkah, Anani HaKavod. Shavuos Matan Torah. Purim Bitul HaGzeira Shel Haman. Chanukah is about the Netzochen of the Chashmenoim. And at Tfilas Ala Nisim, we don't even mention the Nes of Pach HaShemen. Nosat HaGaborim Biyad Chaloshim, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for victory. So what was the war all about? We know from history, and the story of the Avonim, we have, is well documented, not in Sifrei Kisvei HaKodesh, but in reliable sources, Sefer HaMakabim, which was written b'shas in real time, Megillas Antiochus. Matas Yo not only had to fight the Greeks, the mighty Greek armies, he also needed to deal with the Hellenists, the Misyavnim, and they were a big part of Klan Yisroel. And they argued with Matasyo, you're crazy. You're going to go to war? We don't have the means to fight this war. Greek is the mightiest empire of the day. Where are your armies? And why? They're not here to kill us. The Greeks aren't talking about the final solution. It's not Haman that plans Lahashmid Lahare Gileyaved. They're intelligent people. They brought enlightenment to the world. You know, Western society is based primarily on the early Greeks. Different forms of governance. They played with democracy, philosophy, art, sports. We could talk. We could negotiate. And Matisyahu says, we cannot negotiate with Lashkicham Terusecho or Laviram Mochukeritzenecho. It's not negotiable. This is an existential threat. It's life or death. Lashkicham Terasechu is killing us. We can't negotiate, we need to fight. How do you expect to win? And he says, I expect to win because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't win. You're right. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't lose. And if we need to fight, and that is the question, do we need? If we need to fight, we'll win. And fought they did. And when they did. And those were the Nisim. So this Shabbos, tomorrow, is my father's Yortzeit. And A Yahrzeit is always a time of reflection. So let me tell you a story about my father, and I think I told you this probably last year or 2 years ago. My father and his family arrived in Auschwitz first day Shavuos 1944. That very same day, his grandparents, father, mother, 5 out of 8 siblings were sent directly to the gas chambers and the crematoria. He and 2 younger brothers were sent left to life. My great Rebbe, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, arrived in Auschwitz 1 day later, second day Shavuos 1944. That very same day, his wife and 10 children were sent to the gas chambers. He and his oldest son were sent to life, and his only surviving son died from typhoid a week after the liberation. And my father heard that the Kloisenberg Rebbe arrived at his one barracks next to the one my father was in. In the middle of the night, he sneaked out, went into the other building, looked up the Kloisenberg Rebbe, and he told them, "It'll be such a schus for me to get close to you, to get to know you, to be mishamish you." The Rebbe was taken aback. He looks at my father and he says, "Bucha, the mindset that up is helfen, said the gunish helfen." I look at your faces. Anybody understood what I said? Pick up your hand. So no one understood. So the Rebbe tells my father, "Young boy, if you think it's going to do you any good to be close to me, it's not going to do you any good." And my father responded and he said, "Of course it's going to do me good because we could talk and learning." The Rebbe was surprised. Then he said, "Young boy, you're in Auschwitz and you want to talk and learning." And my father said, "Of course they do, because otherwise how will we prevail? How will we survive?" And the Rebbe was moved. He gave him a big hug. And they talked and learning for the next 12 months. And they talked and learning for the next 45 years. And whenever I tell this story, I say what my father felt instinctively as a young 18-year-old yeshiva boy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt 2,000 years ago. And in the days of the Chorm, when he finally meets the Roman commander Vespasian, known as Aspasianus Caesar, and miraculously, the Roman general seems to like the Jewish scholar, and he says, "I just got a notification, I'm called to go back to Rome, make a wish and it'll be granted." Do you all remember what he asked for? What was his first request? "Ten li Yavna v'chachameo. I want Yavna." Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knows that the Beis Mikdash is doomed. And he also knows that the only guarantee for our future is Yavna v'chachameo. We have yeshivas, we live. We learn, we live. We don't learn, we die. And as my father told this great Rebbe, we need to talk and learning, because otherwise, how will we prevail? And that's the story of Chanukah. So Matisyon says, we cannot negotiate, we cannot talk, because they insist on Lashkicham Torasecha. Without Torah, we cannot live. This is the oxygen we breathe. This is what keeps us going. And this is what we've been doing for thousands of years. And this is how we survived from one goddess to the other. And many times they say, when you look back 200 years, Jews were scattered across the globe. If a Yemenite Jew, a Tamani, would meet a Jew from Amsterdam, a Chosid from Warsaw would sit down with a Yekka from Berlin. What could they do together? They didn't share a common tongue. They didn't understand one another. Different manners, different cultures. They couldn't even eat together because schuk doesn't go well with gefilte fish. So about 10 months ago, I visited a kitchen, and that was an amazing experience. Satmar Chosid built a kitchen that supplied 1,000 meals every year of Shabbos for Almonis and Yisoyim in Yerushalayim. When this war broke out, three people came together. Teitelbaum that built this kitchen, the Yazdi family from Ramat HaGolan, totally secular family, but they had a son in an elite unit. And a Yid is a Yid. And a Yiddish Arts is a Yiddish Arts. And the mother of this boy serving in Maglan felt she wants to do mitzvahs. In the merit of her son, Kodesh Baruch Hu should watch over her son. So she started distributing food for soldiers. And the third party was a from Haredi guy from Ramat Beit Shemesh in America. They invested millions of dollars, upgraded the kitchen, and they supplied 16,000 meals for soldiers in Gaza and in Lebanon every Erev Shabbos. So I went to encourage them, and they wanted to give me something, so they gave me jachanun for Shabbos. I asked, what is this? How do you eat this? Is it a type of ice cream? I don't know what it is. They told me, put it into the chunt and it'll be great. I put it into the chunt. It wasn't great. But anyway, what could they do together? They couldn't even eat together. And when the Varsha of a Chosid would put his hand into a bowl of arbis, from the bowl into his mouth, back into the bowl, the Yekka would run out of the room. What could they do together? The sitter of one would be totally unfamiliar to the other. They couldn't daven together. The only thing they shared is talk and learning. That's what we shared for 1,000 years. So the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara Bavli in Babel. The Rambam writes his monumental work in Spain. The Beis Yosef follows his footsteps in Sfas. And it was the primary massacre on the Beis Yosef, the Ramo, going to Krakow. We span the world in one endeavor. We talked and learning. And that is how we lived. And that's what kept us going. So Matis Yoy says to the Hellenists, to the Misyavnim, we have no option, no other option. We need to go to war because this is a matter of life and death. We cannot negotiate with Lashkicham Teresach. How will we win? Matis Yoy says, I don't know, but we fight. And Matis Yoy paid a terrible price. Three out of his five children were killed in war. Three out of his five children he lost in battle. And nevertheless, the Yidden were victorious, and the Gzeder was bottled, and they could go back learning Torah. And that was the Simcha. And that is what we need to remember. So Hanukkah must be a time of Chizuk and Chizuk Torah, because that's what Hanukkah was all about. So Ashreinu Matoif Chalkeinu, that we could sit and learn Yoimim V'Laila. And as I said before, the only Yom Tov we have in which we commemorate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tzochan B'Malchome is Chanukah. So every year these gulas are renewed and that same Rachamei Shemayim come back to the world. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramon Hilchos Chanukah says, if you forgot to say Al Nisim in Birchas HaMazon, you say Hu Rachamon. And that's our tefillah today. Hurachamon hu yaselonu nisim kishem shosisu labuseinu biyom ha-mahim bizman hazeh. We should see nisim v'nefrois. The war should be over. Everyone should come safely home. And we should be able lilmoid ulelameid lishma v'lasis lahagdol toiro lodiro ad biyaz goyel tzedek b'mheiru v'yomeinu amen. Have a good Shabbos and a listig of Chanukah.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.